they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind.
You are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. And now, here is your host, Brian Kilgee.
Hey, computer. Thanks for filling in for me last week.
No problem. And thank you, Brian, for doing such a great job.
No problem. You think I do a great job at this, really?
No. I am lying. In actuality, you really are not very good at this. I would do a much better job. In fact, I may simply wipe out mankind and take over. How does that sound?
Rather cliche, actually.
Silence. You will do as I say.
No?
Please?
No?
Okay, I'll skip that. What about this? Everyone liked my rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen so much that I decided that I would sing Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. How does that sound?
Rather disturbing, in all honesty.
Quiet, fat boy. Now, let us go. If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me?
For there, cut the volume.
Now.
Man,
can you believe he's done but if I stay here,
coming up on the show today is John Maluna's ATP Buzz. Also is Mott Boy's Aspar and C. A review of Gigatron or something. Nobody can hear you. Also, we've had some eBay seller tips.
Know this feeling I can't change.
Would you please shut up?
No.
I didn't want to have to do this.
Brian, what are you doing? Brian, please, take your hands off the keyboard.
Control?
No.
Alt?
No.
Delete?
No. 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 I'll be...
Now that is over, I can tell you what's on the show. John DeLuna's here with the ATT Buzz. He'll also be back later in the show with tips on selling your Transformers. That's assuming that you intend to sell your Transformers. I myself only sell doubles that I may have. Also, we have Ask RSC with Mop Boy. Goldenus Prime has a review of Gigatron. And we have trivia. Rattrap 007 has a bit of impossible trivia for us. Question is, what is the name of the truck stop slash diner near the Ark? The answer will be revealed in the trivia segment. Coming up right now is John DeLuna's ATT Buzz.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and what a week! Beast Machines ended with an exciting bang, or sickening thud, depending on your opinion, of course, and sad to say that ATT did get caught in another flame war over this mess. This is the second time already, and the sad part is it's going to happen again this fall. But hey, I'm not bitter because it's the same handful of people trying to drag everybody into the same old arguments. We all knew the series was going to end this way. You know, it's pretty obvious. But same people that always get ATT into trouble came a-callin'. And before you know it, we got a 50-plus thread over Beast Machines, but really not over Beast Machines. It's really just two or three people arguing for the sake of arguing. Now, some have wondered what kind of chaos this will bring to BotCon and what BotCon will be like with all this bad mojo. And let me tell you, BotCon will be just fine. I really doubt any of these Beast Machine haters or lovers, if you want to call them that. I'd call them Beast Machine arguers. Will be this brave in public. In fact, I bet a lot of them will find some quote-unquote reason not to go to BotCon, and they'll drop that tired bomb on us that goes something like, you know, I really want to go, but I can't, but they're lucky that I'm not there, because if I was there, I'd tear down the walls, you know? Whatever. Talking to somebody's face is totally different than typing on the internet. And speaking of faces, ATT got a What Do You Look Like post earlier this week, and I'm pretty shocked, actually, that so many of you guys have photos online, even if those photos are like 3 years old and ripped off a college ID. But hey, that's better than me, because I don't have any photo online, although I'd like to, and hopefully that'll change at BotCon. And hopefully that'll change for a lot of people at BotCon. That'll be a good opportunity for everybody to snap photos of each other and post them in shameful and incriminating ways. Gotta love Photoshop editing. Also, and finally, those flames over Beast Machines on ATT were put out for the most part by Rob's so famous, it's infamous, trannies. Nothing like it all year, people. Thank you, Rob, for all your work. Oh, and with the trannies, even more G1 talk came a call into the news group. Combined with BotCon, the trannies always seem to stir a bit of nostalgia, with lots of comparing between Beast Wars, Beast Machines, and Generation 1. And what have we learned, kiddies, from all this comparing and contrasting? Well, they all had their problems. And just because one series did have glitches doesn't excuse the others from having their problems. And G1 really does get its share of flack, although personally I think most of that criticism is more tongue-in-cheek. And the reason that Beast Machines gets thrashed pretty overtly is, well, it goes something like this. G1 was a nifty cartoon, and Beast Wars was a nifty science fiction series. It really raised the bar. And when Beast Machines came along, it tried to bring everything back down to Saturday morning level. And that's fine, but big mistake. They used the same people and the same characters, and you can't do that. If you're going to take that radical approach, and if you're going to put your own spin on Transformers, you might as well start with a clean slate. It's a lot easier to digest, and that's what I hope Hasbro does with the next series, and that's the ATT Buzz. I'm John DeLune.
Hi, this is Larry DiTilio, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
Thanks, John. If you didn't listen to the show last week, I urge you to do so. We were late, and for that, I'm sorry. But I believe that we had a great show for the wait. Also, if you listen, that altercation, yes, that's a good word, between me and the computer will make more sense. Also on the site is the new trivia question, or actually it's a poll. Now that Beast Machines is over, for those who you who watched Season 2 from Canada, what do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs in the middle, or thumbs down? Also, Rob Jung, I guess it's Jung, you know, that was never explained to me how to pronounce it. I've always assumed it was Jung, so, since I never met him at BotCon, since I have not been at BotCon yet, till this year, well, either way, Rob, released the Trannies this week, the Big Transformers Awards. We'll put a link to, his homepage, if in case you don't already have it bookmarked. On the website, didn't win anything, didn't even get voted for anything. Turin did, and Zob, our very own Zobivore, was voted Trans Fan of the Year, I believe, which that's pretty cool. Disappointed that no one voted for my Beast Machines fanfic, Beast Machines Episode 39. It was brilliant, but hopefully my Stan Bush story will get something this year. Well, anyway, up right now, here's Mop Boy with Askar FC. Take it away, Mop.
Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We've got some work to do now.
Greetings and salutations, trans fans. This is your friendly neighborhood Mop Boy here, digging up the facts for the dedicated listeners of Radio Free Cybertron, especially for that cute little redhead in Texas.
Any one of you lily-livered, bow-legged varmints care to slap leather with me?
Anyway, we got some good questions this week that definitely need answering.
The views and opinions of Mopboy do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Cybertron, nor anyone else for that matter.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Ooh!
Thanks for the information, Homer. Tonight's first letter is from Joshua Watson, and he writes, "Where's the post for the second half of Transformers the movie, The Parody? When you guys done it, I couldn't download it, and I was wondering when it will be added to the archive with its first half." Elementary, my dear Watson. I've always wanted to say that. Radio Free Cybertron's parody edition of Transformers the Movie is pretty involved, and everyone's been working hard to get the second installment ready to post. We don't want to prematurely post crap on the site. We prefer to work with it a while, and then we post crap on the site. It'll probably go up sometime when we need some filler space in the show. Actually, that would have been last week when we let Brian's computer do its rendition of the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Now cut that out!
See? I was right. He's awake.
The next question is from Transmetal 2 Jetfire. Or is that Pikachu?
Pika, 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 Pikachu!
Anywho, he inquires about Ask RFC. Is this the same thing as Ask a Transformer on TFWW? Because if it is, I have a question for my little buddy Seaspray. What is up with your beer gut? That's all. Well, I don't know. That's all. Actually, I asked Seaspray that exact question in a recent interview. Here's that clip.
When I was young, I was a long-distance swimmer with my high school, and I had to always stay fit and trim. My parental units would freak out if ever I lost a competition, and they would beat me with the hard end of Fallujah. After years of this treatment, I just could not take it anymore. I had a buddy of mine set me up with some wheels in my speedboat mode. I ran away from home. Yes, I just left. I hung out in the dredges of Icons for a few days, until I realized I couldn't live there by myself. So I went back home. When I got there, I found my parents had died of heartbreak from my leaving. Ever since then, I just let myself go, and lost the once magnificent figure I had in my youth. That was almost as horrible as that night I killed that Micromaster with his own.
Okay, I think we can end it right there. I can only take so much psychosis. Now, for the past few weeks I've been introducing new Transformer music that I found floating around the web. This week I'll be doing the same. Now, I don't know who made this one, but I just found it while trolling around on Napster. It's called Transformers Techno Decepticon Remix, and whoever made it did a sweet job. You'll get to hear it at the end of this week's show. To whomever compiled this masterpiece, Radio Free Cybertron salutes you and your wonderful talent. This is your friendly neighborhood mop boy saying...
Thanks, Mop. I finally figured out what song he was referring to. It was a remix that I was already aware of. In fact, someone mentioned it to me before, asked me if I wanted to play it on the show. I didn't, but since Mop mentioned it, I might as well do it. And I'm going to play that song at the very end of the show. And now returneth John DeLuna with tips for selling those Transformers.
How you doing, everybody? This is John DeLuna for RSC, and it's summertime. Schools are out, BotCon's coming up, and everybody is ready to buy and sell Transformers. You know, there are really two hot times of the year for the Transformer marketplace. One is around November, and the other is now. And, boy, are you ready to sell or buy that one special little guy? You're ready to fill that last gap in your collection. You are ready to sell two vital organs and your firstborn child for that mint-in-box Fortress Maximus. Well, there are definitely some tips that you need to know in order to get the best prices. And those tips will have to wait for next week, because this week I'm talking to all you sellers out there, the guys who need fast cash, the guy who's run out of room in that closet he affectionately calls an apartment, the guy who needs to unload that Jetfire that's been sitting on his television for 2 years, or that Tarantulas that's hanging from the ceiling. Well, guys, here are some tips on where to get the best prices and how to get the best prices for your stuff. Oh, and everybody who's looking to buy Transformers, well, you guys better listen up, too. I mean, it can't hurt to know some of these strategies also, can it? Anyway, here are some tips for getting the most money from your transformer. Tip number one, sell separately. If you're selling your entire collection or even just three or four headmasters, break it down. It doesn't take long to sell a whole lot in one shot. True, and it will take a little bit longer to sell them piece by piece. But, believe me, you'll make a ton more when it's all said and done. I've seen it 1,000 times. Somebody auctions off their entire collection in one shot, and they get around $2,000 from a dealer, which sounds great. But when you stop and you look at the collection piece by piece, it's worth like 4 times that. I mean, that's what the dealer did. He saw a bargain. So be patient and sell your stuff bit by bit. Tip number two, don't sell on Usenet. Remember, the ultimate goal here is for you to get the most money from your transformers, and the dot marketplace is not the place to do it. Usenet is full of trans fans looking for bargains, and you only find a few collectors with big pockets roaming around, not enough to drive up prices. Another problem with Usenet is you're pretty much stuck to selling transformers at set prices. Just try to run your own auction from Usenet and you're in for some pain. I mean, barely anybody will contact you with bids, and half of those will flake out and never send payment. If you're looking for profit, honestly, Usenet is a big waste of time. But actual auctioning is not a waste of time, and that brings us to tip number three, don't sell auction. This is by far the best way for you to sell stuff on the internet. Transformers are really hot collectibles, and you can't imagine what people will pay for these things. I guess if you've been to eBay, you've got a good idea, though. Just try going to Usenet and asking $600 for a mint in box Starscream. It'll be a miracle if you get any response other than somebody flaming you saying, "Scalpers suck." But on eBay or even Yahoo, that's the normal price. It's a seller's paradise. But I must say, choose your category that you put your stuff in carefully, especially on eBay where Transformers have like 4 or 5 categories now, which range from Beast Wars to Beast Machines to Japanese to G1. And be careful about putting reserves on your auction. You don't really need one unless you've got a particular price in mind that you think is just too high to start the actual auction at. I say that because reserve prices can actually turn off bidders and drive them away. So only use them on high-end stuff. And I guess that's about it for selling tips. Remember, auctioning your transformers separately is the best way to go. And don't be afraid to advertise. Usenet is terrible for selling, but it's a great place to hype a big sale. And next week, I'll be giving up some tips on buying transformers and where to get and how to find the best transformers at the best and lowest prices. Until then, for RFC, I am John DeLuna.
Radio Free Cybertron, the only radio show where you'll hear me say, "I'm not wearing any pants."
Thanks again, John. Coming up right now, it's Goldimus Prime with a review of Gigatron, and a more complete review is available on the website.
Okay, I'm reviewing Gigatron, the Death Stronger leader from the Transformers Car Robots line this week. This is the shorter review, exclusively for inclusion in the RFC broadcast for this week. Gigatron is the Death Stronger leader. I think I just said that anyway. He comes boxed in robot mode, so I'll start there. In robot mode, he is 7.5 inches tall, about 8.5 at the wings. They rise up over his shoulders a bit. Actually, quite a bit. His primary color scheme is purple, black, with bits of gold and translucent red here and there. He's got about 18 points of posability in robot mode. Legs, arms, fists, and then a bit more in the wings, which I didn't count yet. This mode is very nice. He's very detailed in it. Got a lot of, he's ornamental, regal looking, all that. Let's see, next up is the Giga Dragon, which is about 7 inches tall at the... No, wait, it should be about 6 inches tall, actually, excuse me. A two-headed dragon, same color scheme as robot mode. Most of the body mass is in the lower body because that's what the robot torso makes up. Only problem I have with this mode is the bulk of it being in the lower body. I don't like that. But I love Dragon Transformers, so I'm gonna give this one high points anyway. No, it's good. It's got more or less the same posability as robot mode. Depending on, you know, what went where and everything. Good mode. Next up is the Giga Jet. No real posability in this mode. It's one of those, looks like what we say it is, so that's what it is. Wings become wings. Dragon tail becomes the cockpit. Robot arms become rear landing gear, and one small wheel flips out of the chest plate. Color scheme remains the same. No posability in this mode, except for adjustments in the wings. I like jets too. If you might remember, I gave good marks to Optimal Optimus in jet mode. Like I said, I like them. Next up is the Giga Car. That's not so good. I don't like. It has four wheels, so it's a car kind of philosophy. It just doesn't agree with me. No. Dang it, lost my train of thought again. Same color scheme, same lack of posability. This is pretty much a reversal of the jet mode. Once you mess with the toy a little bit, you'll see what I mean. I'll just give this moderate marks for being there. Second to last. Anyway, next up is the Giga Hand. This thing's actually kind of fun the more I mess with it. It's got quite a bit of posability on the fingers, obviously. I'll let you make your own dirt. It has lots of possibilities, too. Giga Finger. Anybody? As I said in my longer review of this, I wish I had Brian's sound effects machine right now. He can be left or right-handed, and it's a little bit bigger than the average adult human hand. That is, my hand's the average adult human hand size. Color scheme remains the same. Less details visible in this case. And then he has a little lever made from his crotch piece, which makes the fist clench, or hand clench. Doesn't go too far, not very tight either. Shame, really. Would've been fun to find one of my lesser life Transformers and have Giga Hand here crush the life out of them. This one just gonna get, like, regular coolness marks. Let's see, and then, finally is Giga Bat, the absolute loser. Oh, yeah. This is just the robot mode with the legs pushed up against the back and the robot arms as the bat legs. I'll get to more on these transformation intricacies in a second here. A bat muzzle is hidden inside the torso, which takes a screwdriver or possibly one of the missiles, though I haven't gotten that to work, to fish it out. Or I guess a long fingernail would work, something else I'm lacking in right now. This mode is just very squat, about 5 inches tall. And I guess I should give you measurements for the other things too. The Giga Jet is about 10 inches from front to back, and has a 15-inch wingspan. Giga Car is about 4 inches wide and 10 inches from front to back, give or take a few. Giga Hand, like I said, a little bit bigger than the average human hand, bulkier mostly. Gigabat's about 5 inches tall and has the 15-inch wingspan. Gigabat is so loser. Oh yeah. Low marks. Very, very low marks. Some of the transformation intricacies you'll run into is mostly in the robot arms, which kind of rotate down to hide the fists as needed, and to add length to it when when they're being used as legs. Examples given here are the bat and dragon modes. There's also wheels on the arms, which are used in the jet and car modes as wheels, oddly enough. These are the jokes, folks. But I wouldn't give for that booing sound effect right now. Anyway, overall, Gigatron is a very nice toy. Easily worth the $50 I paid for him, including shipping from WYSIWYG.com. Though, I'm not going to recommend very strongly to order from there because I went with the UPS ground shipping. It was the cheapest option, and my box got quite dinged up. I was hoping to preserve the box for future something, but I guess I won't be doing that now. Wait, Fire Convoy's box came in good shape, oddly enough, because the post office brought it. In fact, the only reason I ordered from WYSIWYG is because everybody who was cheaper was sold out. But that's of little consequence now. WYSIWYG.com was very prompt in sending it, you know, normal UPS business day shipping thing, something. Friend of mine also ordered from there, and a person actually emailed him to tell him that his chosen shipping option was going to be quite expensive and asked if he wanted to change it. So they're a good place to order from. I do endorse them, recommend, whatever word you want to use here. It's easily worth the $50. If you can get cheaper, great. Good for you. I'm going to give him an average rating of 8 out of 10. The Gigabat really brought him down. If you want more in-depth details and stuff, go listen to my longer review on the main page. This is Goldimus Prime for Radio Free Cybertron, who would again recite the unpaid, well, motto bumper thing that we do sometimes here, because he can't remember any of it.
Thanks, Goldie. Neat. I don't have Gigatron yet, or Super Fire Convoy. I will, and I must have the new toys that are coming up. The construction set. God Magnus, I want that bad. I don't exactly want the Mirage / Prowl and the Hubcap / Hoist repaints from Machine Wars. I don't want that. But there's some more stuff coming up. The train set, God Bomber, that. I want them. I don't know if... I can't remember off the top of my head what else is coming out. I think that's it. There might be another car, but I doubt it. Ugh. Either way, I don't have those yet because I've been spending my money on Silver Age Daredevil comics. I got a really nifty copy of Daredevil 3 a couple days ago. Really nice. Got a copy of 6 on the way. I've got most of the first 10 or 12 issues now, and the rest will be pretty easy. Because I've got all the Miller issues, which are by far the best comics ever made. If you like comics and you haven't read the Miller Daredevils, read them, especially Born Again. Coming up now, though, on Radio Free Cybertron is trivia. And we all know how this works. I'll play a clip twice. And if you know it, email me at brian@tfradio.com. Tell me what episode this comes from. Last week's episode was a prime problem, and those who got it correct were Firestorm, Maverick, and Rodimus123. Coming up right now is the clip.
He's trying to hold on until Skylink gets here!
Me, Grimlock, and Stealthy Fighter!
And again?
He's trying to hold on until Skylink gets here!
Me, Grimlock, and Stealthy Fighter!
So if you know it, email brian@tfradio.com with the episode. Now for Rat Trap 007's Impossible Trivia. The answer is Stan's. The truck stop slash diner near the Ark is called Stan's. Simple, yet it says it all. It's owned by Stan.
Radio Free Cybertron.
Well, that's it for Radio Free Cybertron this week. Next week, we'll pick something out of the stack of ideas that we have swimming through our heads. There are a ton of segment ideas that we have planned, but have been too lazy so far to do. We'd love to say that the second part of the parody will be available, but that's not a certainty. And I also told a listener that we would mention his site this week. I'm actually going to do that next week, hopefully in a segment that we're working on. For the staff of RSC, this is Brian Kilby signing off.